Mickey Mouse came home after a work day all alone, oh yeah. He walked into his house and hoped to kiss his Minnie Mouse, oh yeah. But then he saw his wife and screamed, "Are you fucking crazy, Minnie? Why do this to me?" And she corrected, "Fucking Goofy, can't you see?
That was the day that Mickey Mouse snapped, putting everyone he knew into a Mickey Mouse trap. No more Mr. Nice Mouse, now he's in the sea some tears, with the steam from his steamboat shooting out of his ears. Chugging down some whiskey that he got at the pub, now come into his clubhouse and prepare to be clubbed."
Mickey drank some wine and traveled to a distant mine, oh yeah. Seven dwarves were there, working with their love and care, oh yeah. Their happiness had left him irked. He took grenades out of his vest and then he threw them with a smirk. And yes, he even whistled while he worked.
It was the day of Mickey's assaults. Now they're just a memory locked inside of Walt Disney's vault. Spilling oil in the ocean so the little mermaid died. Then he went and killed Aladdin on a smothered carpet ride. Just like his victims, Mickey's heart was torn apart. Now he'll come into your kingdom and he'll tear out your heart.
Calm, peaceful night. Cinderella's at the ball, happily dancing with Prince Charming, fine and tall. And Mickey thought for a moment as he witnessed this true love, and then he recalled his wife's goof and looked down at his bloody gloves.
Then he tore off her glass slippers, held the shards inside his fist. As he laughed, he jammed them right to her neck and through her wrist. Ripped the wings off Tinkerbell to keep his souvenirs, and then he built a cross and crucified Dumbo by his ears.
Sleeping Beauty laid inside her bed for many days, oh yeah. Mickey grabbed a flask full of carbon monoxide gas, oh yeah. Put a gas mask on his head, pump the gas into her room, directly at her bed. Then he bent down and confirmed that she was dead.